Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast for confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday, January the 29th, 2010. We had a bit more rain yesterday to add to the record amounts that we got last week, but it looks like we're going to have a really nice weekend here with highs in the 60s. Yeah, I know. Winter here in Arizona, it's tough, I know. Well, today's podcast is a story I got a number of years ago, and it really makes a great point. I don't know if the story is true or not, but I thought you might like it. A very wealthy man and his son loved to collect rare works of art. They had everything in their collection, from Picasso to Rembrandt, and they would often sit together and admire the great works of art. When the Vietnam conflict broke out, the son went off to war. He was very courageous, but he died in battle while rescuing another soldier. The father was notified and grieved deeply for his only son. About 3 months after the son died, there was a knock at the door. As the man opened the door, he saw a young man dressed in uniform standing in front of his door. He had a large package in his hands. The young man spoke, "Sir, you don't know me, but I'm the soldier for whom your son gave his life. I don't know if you know it or not, but your son saved many lives that day. I was wounded, and as your son was carrying me to safety, a bullet struck him in the heart, and he died instantly." The old man took a deep breath, holding back the tears. The young man, shaking a bit, went on, "Your son often talked about you and your love for art." And then the young man, trying to hold his arm steady, held out the package he had been holding very tightly. "I know this isn't much," he said, his voice almost shaking. "I'm not a very good painter, but I think your son would have wanted you to have this." The man then peeled the brown paper off the package. It was a portrait of his son, painted by the young man standing in front of him. He stared at that painting for what seemed like an eternity to the young man. He was in awe at the way the soldier had captured the personality of his son in the painting. As he stared, his eyes welled up with tears. He then thanked the young man and offered to pay him. "Oh no, sir, I could never repay what your son did for me. This is a gift for you." The father took the painting and hung it over his mantle. And every time visitors came to his home, he always took them first to see the portrait of his son before he showed them any of his great works of art that he had collected. When the man died, there was to be a great auction of his paintings. On the day of the big auction, many influential people gathered, excited over seeing the great paintings and having an opportunity to purchase one of them for their collection. On the platform sat the painting of the son. The auctioneer pounded his gavel. "We will start the bidding with this picture of the sun. I will refer to it simply as the sun. Who will start the bidding for the sun?" The room was completely silent for a moment or two. Then a voice from the back of the room shouted, "We want to see the famous paintings. Skip this one. No one here wants that." But the auctioneer ignored the suggestion and persisted. "Will someone bid for the sun? Who will start the bidding? 100? 200? Another voice interrupted him. "We didn't come to see the sun. We came to see the Van Goghs, the Rembrandts. We came to bid on those." But as if no one had objected, the auctioneer continued. "The sun! The sun! Who will take the sun?" Finally, a feeble voice came from the very back of the room. It was the longtime gardener of the man and his son. "I'll give you $10 for the painting." Being a poor man, it was all he could afford. There were a few chuckles around the room. Some found this amusing. Others thought, "Well, good, now we're finally going to get this part over with." "We have $10. Who will bid 20? "Give it to him for 10 and let's get on with the real auction," someone piped in. $10 is the bid. Won't someone bid 20? The crowd was starting to get angry. They didn't want the picture of the sun. They wanted the more worthy investments for their collections. Finally, the auctioneer pounded his gavel. Going once, twice, sold for $10. A man sitting on the second row shouted, "Can we now please get on with the collection?" The auctioneer laid down his gavel and proceeded to shock everyone. "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, this auction is over." "But what about all the paintings?" someone asked. "I am truly sorry. When I was called to conduct this auction, I was told of a secret stipulation in the man's will. I was not allowed to reveal that stipulation until this very moment, until right after I sold the painting of the sun. The stipulation in the man's will was that only the painting of his son would be auctioned. Whoever bought that painting would inherit the entire estate, including all of the paintings. The man who just took the son gets everything. God gave his son over 2,000 years ago to redeem mankind. And much like the auctioneer, his message today is, "The son, the son. Who'll take the son?" Because, you see, whoever takes the son gets the greatest possession there is, eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's the story. Well, that's it for this podcast. You have a comment? If you do, go ahead and type it in down below, because we'd love to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark this site. You don't have to check and see if I posted something new, because you get notified personally every time something new is posted. I think that's pretty cool, and it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe, either email or RSS. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.